Support for KPLU comes from SF Jazz, presenters of the San Francisco Fall Festival and Spring Season. A full schedule of events, including the opening of the new SF Jazz Center and a list of artists, is at sfjazz.org.
Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today we're happy to bring you a concert by the Benny Green Trio with special guest Gary Smullyan, a concert recorded during the last weekend of July at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend, which takes place every year at Fort Worden near Port Townsend and celebrates a great collection of musicians playing a great variety of music. Benny Green, who leads today's program, was born in 1963. He grew up in Berkeley, California, and in the spring of 1982 moved to New York and worked with Betty Carter and her group between 1983 and 87 when he joined Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. He remained with the Jazz Messengers for another couple of years, at which point he began working with Freddie Hubbard's quintet. Now he's back in Berkeley, California. He has 15 recordings as a leader himself. His latest is titled Source, released last year. Benny Green at the piano is joined here by Ben Wolfe on bass and Rodney Green, no relation, on drums. And a little later they'll be joined by the award-winning baritone saxophonist Gary Smullyan. More about that later. But first, here's the Benny Green Trio to open up the program with an original written by Benny titled Flying Saucer.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, folks. How are you guys doing this afternoon? Wonderful. So beautiful to see all of you. This is an amazing week for all of us. Everyone participating, we're all participants, the faculty, and we don't call them students, we call them participants as well, but we're all sharing so much mutual inspiration, and it's so wonderful that for all of us just to have this music in our lives. I want to thank everyone here for supporting the music in the ways that you are. These two gentlemen need no introduction, but I just want to mention how thrilled I am to be able to count them as dear friends and to have the opportunity to play with them and to receive their support in my life. At the bass, he's one of my oldest friends in the world. Well, he's not that old, but I've known him since we were teenagers, and he's a true brother, the great Ben Wolf. And I really appreciate this gentleman on the drums. He just swings his tail off. And I met him when he was quite young. He was playing with Eric Reed at the time. He's really taken care of business over the years, and it's been a joy to watch him develop and just know that he's the real deal. He's a real jazz drummer, the great Rodney Green. I've been reunited with a passion for writing music in the last year, and we're going to be playing a set of all new originals. I've written our opening selection, was entitled Flying Saucer. And before we play the next tune, I want to introduce and welcome to the bandstand. A gentleman shares the same birthday as me, though he was born many, many years before me. But both our birthdays are 4-4, April 4th. He's one of the finest bebop saxophonists on the planet, and I just love him. I love what he does. Please welcome to the bandstand the great Gary Simoleon. Not that this is what defines his greatness, but he's won every downbeat critics, readers poll for his instrument for many years. So I'm glad that someone that really plays bebop is so recognized. That's a good thing. This tune, I actually wrote this quite some time ago, like 25 years ago, and recorded it about 24 years ago on my first album. We hope you enjoy. This is called Certainly. We'll be right back.
That's the Benny Green Trio with Gary Smullyan on baritone saxophone, recorded at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend this past summer, and a tune titled Certainly. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Once again, here's Benny Green.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Here's a new tune I wrote, written for one of my favorite, well, not only one of my favorite, one of the greatest jazz saxophonists of all time. I just recorded this recently for a new album entitled Magic Beans, which is coming out at the beginning of next year. We hope you enjoy. This is called Jackie McLean. Bye. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. Here's another new tune, also written for one of the all-time great saxophonists we hope you will enjoy. This is called Harold Land.
Thank you.
Gary Simoleon, ladies and gentlemen. One and only. He'll be back. And just to think, I taught him every note he knows. With it, I could play that way. We need to slow the pace down just a little bit right now. Play something pretty for a dear friend of mine. I hope you will enjoy. This is called Golden Flamingo. Thank you. Ben Wolf on the bass. Hey, Jim Brown. Rodney Green on the drums.
And Benny Green on piano in this concert coming to you from Jazzport Townsend. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Benny Green at the piano here leading the trio, and we have coming up next a return of Gary Smullyan to close out this set with a tune named for another jazz great, this one for Sonny Clark.
On behalf of myself and the band, we would like to thank you all for treating us so well, making us feel so appreciated up here. We love you and we appreciate you as well. Thank you so much. Thank you. By the way, as long as I have the floor here, I just wanted to mention the gentleman who introduced John Clayton has been recording and broadcasting jazz here from Centrum for about 30 years now. He's an angel. Let's give him some love. He's here with his beautiful wife, and it's always, as Mr. Clayton mentioned, this is a family situation, and he's very much a part of that. Wonderful Mr. Jim Wilkie. Love you, Jim. And if he's the Lone Ranger, then Tonto is my man Rick. Rick Chen. They do it together. Thank you, guys. All right. Thank you again. We hope you will enjoy. This is called Sonny Clark. Thank you.
The Benny Green Trio, ladies and gentlemen. Rodney Green. Ben Wolf. And Benny Green, let's hear it. Thank you.
You've been listening to a concert by the Benny Green Trio with special guest Gary Smullyan on baritone saxophone, recorded at Jazzport Townsend this summer, with Ben Wolf on bass, Rodney Green at the drums, Benny Green at the piano, and guest Gary Smullyan on baritone saxophone in a program of original compositions by Benny Green. Hope you've enjoyed this music, and thanks to all the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. Thanks also to John Clayton, Greg Miller, and all the staff at Centrum. Special thanks to Rick Chin and Neville Pearsall, who provided house sound and assistance with recording the concert. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Both Benny Green Trio and Gary Smullyan have recent CDs out there. Be sure to check their websites for more information on these wonderful artists on today's Jazz Northwest. Before continuing with a bit more here, we're going to take a brief look at some things going on the jazz calendar, which is a little slow right now. Bumbershoot is going on, of course, this weekend through Monday. Only a couple of jazz events to mention, jazz being conspicuously absent from the Bumbershoot music lineup. But Tony Bennett is singing this afternoon at the Key Arena at 3:15, and Monday, the Rebirth Brass Band from New Orleans will wrap up the festival, playing at the Mural Amphitheater at 9:45 p.m. on Monday night. Meanwhile, for some swinging jazz, you could check out Jazz Alley tonight. Joey DeFrancesco, Larry Coryell, former Seattle resident, and the great Jimmy Cobb are playing at Jazz Alley. And a salute to Jimmy and Wes, Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery, the last time tonight in their current engagement. Some clubs will be closed on Monday, Labor Day. Be sure to check before you head out for any evening's entertainment. Tuesday, the J. Thomas Big Band will be playing at Tula's. Haley Lauren sings at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday. And Bela Fleck and the Marcus Roberts Trio will play Thursday through Sunday at Jazz Alley. And coming up a week from today is a wonderful event, the Pony Boy Jazz Picnic, which takes place next week from noon to 5 on Sunday. And that will be at Magnuson Park in a beautiful little amphitheater at the north end of Magnuson Park. Sandpoint Way, just head out Sandpoint Way, take the last exit, the northernmost exit, into the park, and it'll take you right by this amphitheater where this is going on. Great variety of artists, many of whom record for Pony Boy Records, several big bands as well as singers and small groups all there. And it's all free. Donations are welcome, of course. There is some food available, but not extensively. You might want to bring your own jazz picnic. That's next Sunday. Wonderful event, the Pony Boy Jazz Picnic. Family-oriented, too. We'll wrap up today with a little music from this power trio that's currently playing at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. Joey DeFrancesco on organ, Larry Coryell on guitar, who began his career here in Seattle, and the great Jimmy Cobb on drums, the sole surviving members of some of the great Miles Davis groups like Kind of Blue back in the 50s. Here they are together playing a piece called Joy D. This is Joy DeFrancesco, Larry Coryell, and Jimmy Cobb. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the group playing tonight at Dimitrios Jazz Alley for the final time in their current engagement. Joy DeFrancesco at the organ, Larry Coryell on guitar, and Jimmy Cobb on drums from their album Together, Wonderful, Wonderful. We heard a piece titled Joy D, which was actually composed by Larry Coryell. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to Jazz Northwest, and stay tuned for Piano Jazz coming up next. Special guest today is Alan Toussaint with guest host Elvis Costello. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.